Welcome to a new episode of All In San Diego, the podcast that explores and highlights the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We're your hosts, AJ and Sarah, and we've never done anything quite like this. Today, we're highlighting the future of San Diego. We're looking at future awesomeness, right, Sarah?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. We're big fans of the SD today. We're friends on Instagram, and now we're friends in real life. And they always have the best articles. And something that stuck out to us was 10 developments that will redesign San Diego by 2030. We know that our city is growing, but they have done such a beautiful job of capturing all that's in store for San Diego. So joining us is Michael and Monica from SD Today. Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
We're good. This is such a good optimistic way to look at the San Diego area. And it's true. It's always evolving, right? Like, if you were to go back in a time machine to 2018 or 2019 and say, hey, look, when you get to 2023, there's going to be Snapdragon Stadium. There's going to be Civita Park in Mission Valley. It's going to change that whole area. There's going to be the Rady Shell. All the great artists are going to be. That's amazing. And all of that evolution continues. So you guys are here to tell us what to look forward to in the next decade.
Sure. So I actually came up with this concept for an article because our company, the parent company that is in charge of SD Today, 6 a.m. City, really loves when we talk about developments, and they really encourage us to approach our city and the way that we read news with intentional curiosity. And we hear so much development news in San Diego. We could write about it every day as our feature story.
Wow.
But we tried to diversify what we write about. So we kind of looked into the future because there's so much happening and rounded up what we hope to see in 2030 based on walking around the city and reading the news. Of course, this is a little bit of a rosy picture because I'm sure in 2030 we will see cranes in the sky for developments that we don't even know about right now.
Yeah. Sure. Well, it's still fun to look forward to. All right. Michael gave us a setup. Monica, give us our first development we're looking forward to.
Okay. Well, we will kick it off with Seaport Village because I feel like that is such a local landmark. And, you know, anyone who's been in San Diego for a period of time knows where that is. Prime Embarcadero waterfront location on San Diego Bay. And there has been a lot going on over at that development for a long time. So most people will know there are brand new restaurants there these days, some new retailers. But there is also a $3.6 billion redevelopment project that, it is a massive price tag and a massive project that will take years and years to complete. So the project includes a large part of central Embarcadero, which is, you know, Seaport Village, Tuna Harbor, Embarcadero, Marina Park North, those areas. And the Port of San Diego says that it will span 39 acres of land and 63 acres of water. So it is a huge area. Now, there is a development team that was chosen in 2016. So One Highway One or 1HWY1. And they are proposing to add a mix of plazas, parks, public promenades, new retailers, a pier, you know, more new restaurants, an urban beach, and even a 500-foot observation tower to that area. So significantly change what that landscape looks like eventually.
Sure. I think that's, you know, if there's one place that seems like it's already awesome, but has a lot of untapped potential, that's it, right? When you're down there, like, it's cool, but I bet you it could be even cooler. And that's a lot of money they're putting into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a gateway to San Diego. You know, you want it to look its best. It's what first thing people see when they land at the airport is that Embarcadero area.
It's been getting a facelift for the last handful of years, right? But what you're saying is it could change the skyline. It could change what our harbor skyline looks like. That's exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. You start adding things like a tower and, you know, other buildings and those types of things, and it'll definitely look different than what we're used to seeing these days.
Super cool.
Good. I like that. All right. What's next, Michael?
You know, Seaport Village is a big game changer for the future, but a big piece of San Diego's history is its piers, and the Ocean Beach Municipal Pier is reaching the end of its serviceable life. At least that's what the recent assessment has said.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Michael's always polite.
I love the pier regardless, but it has been closed fairly frequently recently.
Yeah.
And the city has been doing a lot of work into developing a plan to replace or repair it. And it looks like a replacement is the most likely scenario. They've been collecting feedback from communities, and recently they introduced three design proposals. All of them have different names, the squint test, the remora, and the braid. They collected the feedback in a survey that closed on October 10th, 2023, so just recently, and they're going to make a plan in early 2024. I think the braid is really interesting because it actually has an elevated horizon view on it that gives it the braid look. But regardless of the design, it's going to include the things that make the OB pier the OB pier. So it would have, you know, fishing area and places to view and observe the ocean. And also in this project, they will redo the beachfront terrace with parking and where the farmer's market would be held. And they don't have a concrete timeline for that, but they hope to be in the permitting phase of this project in late 2024.
All right. So far, so these are very exciting. Way to go, city and county planners. I'm excited about a new OB pier and a refreshed Seaport Village.
I'm always looking forward to new news.
Yes. Okay. So the other one we wanted to talk about with you guys is the Botanical Building. So again, another like super recognizable landmark in San Diego. Arguably, maybe that's the place where most people take pictures when they come and visit.
Balboa Park, right?
Most San Diegans look. Balboa Park, Botanical Building in Balboa Park. So that's like the big lath and steel building. It's been there since the park's inception. It's been there since 1915, so over 100 years old. And San Diegans will know this park or the building has been closed to the public since January 2022. It's undergoing this massive, massive restoration. You know, there had been a lot of damage to steel parts and the lath. And so they're restructuring all of that, trying to keep all the historical elements intact during the process. And if you walk by it, you've seen it in various states of repair. You know, sometimes you can look inside and see it, you know, from its bones, and sometimes it's draped. But yeah, right now they're working on phase one, which is fixing the... Again, the lath and the structures of the windows and those types of things. They're upgrading the planters. They're improving accessibility. And phase one should be completed by spring 2024, at which point they will reopen the building to the public. So you'll be able to go visit again, but, you know, expect construction because there's a phase two that's going to be working during that time as well. And Forever Balboa Park is handling phase two of this project, and that's going to include some exterior landscape upgrades, irrigation, and reconstruction of the area's historic pergola. So there will still be a lot going on. Yes, Sarah?
My husband and I took our wedding photos there. You're right. It is a very photograph. It's like the perfect spot for a photograph, and it's very Instagrammable. But it is, I'm guessing it's a historical building, right? So they're going to give it a facelift, but probably not change too much, right?
No, yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. It's a historical building. You know, it was built for the 1915 Panama California Exposition. So those things are true treasures for our city. So a lot of the work that they're doing, and the reason why it's going to take a while, is because they're meticulously trying to restore this beast of a building while also keeping the historical elements intact. So that's really important. And then once it reopens to the public, admission will be free, as it's always been. So I'm just like really excited to go back into this building and see all the plans. It's a really, really kind of scenic and like serene place in Balboa Park.
Yes.
So I know a lot of locals miss this one and can't wait to see it back in action.
Beautiful.
Yeah. If you're going to get engaged, wait a year or two until this is done so you can get your engagement photos there. All Balboa Park engagement photos are on pause.
I just wanted to be sure, because we've got about 4 years until our 20th anniversary, and I was really hoping we could go back to that spot and recreate. So it sounds like we're on track.
Yeah.
Sure.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Great stuff. All right. What else is on its way, Michael?
So getting to Balboa Park, in certain areas, especially Park Boulevard, you will notice that there has been construction, a lot of redesigning of the streets, and that is part of a bigger goal within San Diego to improve bikeability. San Diego has a big goal to expand upon it for 2050. So by 2030, you're going to see a lot of strides made toward that. And it feels like every other day we hear about new segments of bike lanes opening up. But I think two big projects that we've heard about recently are the Uptown Bikeway project, which impacts areas from downtown San Diego to the Balboa Park area, North Park, Mission Valley. And last year, one of the big developments that came out of that was the 4th and 5th Avenue Bikeway that started in downtown and went through Bankers Hill and I think up to Hillcrest. And those are closed bike lanes that just make it easier to get around that downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
But another huge project that's going to enhance bikeability and recently broke ground is the Bayshore Bikeway Project, which is a 24-mile bike path that impacts the community surrounding San Diego Bay. So that includes Chula Vista, National City, Coronado, downtown San Diego. It will make it a lot easier to get around and to actually bike through the city so you don't have to rely as much on your car.
That's a win for everybody, it seems like. Especially, you know, I know there's a lot of weekend cycling hobbyists that like putting on the shorts and the outfits and going for fitness rides, but the ability to just ride around your neighborhood and ride to the store instead of driving your car there in areas like that, it really frees up the streets and it's great for everybody.
Perfect. Well, talking about modes of transportation, our next one's going to take us over to the San Diego International Airport. So I don't mean to cause frustration for anyone because I know this is a big one that's impacting a lot of people traveling in and out of San. But yeah, a little touchy, but it's okay because it's going to be pretty in the end. So we just have to work through this part. But yeah, so if you've been to San in the past year, you've come across this one. It's the $3.4 billion new T1 project that's going to completely replace Terminal 1 at San Diego International Airport. So this is impacting, obviously, parking and traffic around the airport a lot. So you definitely, if you're traveling these days, want to make sure you get to San with plenty of time to, you know, factor in potential delays in the traffic around that area. And part of this project is going to be a new T1 parking plaza. And that parking plaza is on track to open in late 2024. So we'll start to see, you know, some of the fruits of the labor coming in at the end of next year. And this project started in late 2021, and it's a long one. We're not going to see the finished product until 2028. But this phase 1A is supposed to open in the late summer of 2025. And this phase will include 19 new gates and some new concessions like Urban Air, which is supposed to be like a mini food hall from celebrity chef Brian Mularkey, which we all know. Mm-hmm. And then Parakeet Cafe, a Better Bun.
I love Parakeet Cafe. You know,
yeah, it'll be
love that there, place.
There's a lot of nice, good local food coming into that new T1 area. And then phase 1B of this project is going to include the final 11 gates. So at the end of this whole thing, we're going to have 30 new gates in this new T1. And then that final phase is set to open in early 2028. And of course, you know, all of this is being done because this area was built in 1967. So we've just got, you know, so much more traffic coming in and out of our city all this time later. So they really need a terminal that can really sustain the growth that our city has had. And this project is promising, you know, improved access in and out of the airport. And they're also going to be adding this new post-security area that's kind of like this overlook. A little outdoor seating that's supposed to kind of have like a food hall vibe to it. And you'll be able to see, you know, views of downtown and the bay. And it's going to be like a children's play area and a performing stage. So we're being promised some pretty cool things in our airport.
Fantastic. Somewhere along the line, it became cool to gripe about our airport in San Diego. And if you're doing that, even as is, I invite you to go fly one time out of LAX and then shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you. I recently did that and I was like, man, I'll have the Cinnabon at San Diego Airport and be fine with it. It's so much easier to maneuver and get through. It's fine.
Totally. Anytime I have to take like a tram in an airport, I'm like, okay, I'll take my SAM any day of the week where I can just walk myself to where I need to get to.
Right. Okay. And it's getting better. That's fantastic news.
We've all seen the renderings too of, you know, like the idyllic, what it will look like when it's all completed. It looks straight out of, I mean, it looks like a postcard. And if this is most people's first impression of San Diego, you're stepping off the airplane, you get your bags and you walk out. I mean, it couldn't be more beautiful. The renderings look amazing. And then you've got the beautiful San Diego sunset and the water. I mean, we are very lucky to have what will end up being such a beautiful airport.
Yeah. Sure. And even now, I feel like Terminal 2, if you're, you know, flying out of there, Terminal 2 is beautiful. There's like that Sunset Cove eating area, and there's just so many local vendors in that part of the airport, too. And we actually have like an entire guide to navigating the San Diego International Airport on our website, and breaks down like all the local restaurants and retailers and things that you can do now at T2 if you're flying out of there. So, yeah, there's lots now, and there will be more for sure in the coming years.
Very
all
cool. Right.
This is all exciting stuff. What else are we getting excited about today, Michael?
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense that they would be developing the airport, because another big project that we have coming to the San Diego area is the Gaylord Pacific Resort and Convention Center that recently broke ground in Chula Vista. It broke ground in November 2022. But for the locals who have been here for decades, they've probably heard people talking about this project as far back as 2002. So it's been a long time coming, but this is going to add a lot of reason for people to come visit and spend time at the Chula Vista Bayfront area, which is, you know, such a unique and beautiful place to stay. When the project is completed, and they're aiming for about 2025 is what they currently have as the opening date, it will add approximately 1,600 new rooms, and it will have a convention center that has 62 breakout rooms, 3 ballrooms, and there will be a water park that's over 4 acres that, you know, the guests can use and enjoy the beautiful weather plus the views of the bay. And not only is this going to be a great draw for tourism, but it's going to add things to the existing community that locals can take advantage of. One thing that I know Monica has written about recently, and maybe she wants to just chime in here, is the Sweetwater Park is part of this development, and it's a community resource that is, you don't have to be a guest at the Gaylord Pacific to use that. So Monica, do you mind saying a couple words about that?
Yeah, of course. So they actually broke ground last week on Sweetwater Park, and this is going to be a 21-acre public park site. They're designing it to truly just showcase the natural beauty of that area of the Chula Vista Bayfront of the San Diego Bay right there. You know, lots of new bells and whistles coming to that park, and they are eyeing an opening in late 2024. So the park will actually open prior to the resort opening. And I think that the hope for that is, you know, that people come out and like get, you know, familiar with the area, start using the public amenities, and then really see this is, you know, prime real estate right there for all those things that are coming for that area.
Probably long overdue for that area too. Yeah.
Okay. Another one we've got for you guys is Build NCC. So this one impacts our friends up in North County, Sarah, woot woot. Solana Beach. Encinitas, Carlsbad, and this Build NCC project is a SANDAG and Caltrans driven project. It's a combination of transportation, environmental, and coastal access improvements to parts of those communities. And it is the first phase of this 40-year North Coast Corridor program to make those improvements in that area. So far, this project has delivered the addition of, you know, 13 miles of carpool and HOV lanes between Solana Beach and Carlsbad. And then most recently, they opened 4 of those between Carlsbad and Oceanside. And wetlands are being restored at the San Dieguito Lagoon. We recently wrote about that. So there's just like a lot of little projects kind of concurrently happening here as they're going for this bigger picture. And then this fall, crews are supposed to start construction of bike and pedestrian improvements at the I-5 intersections with Chestnut Avenue and Palomar Airport Road in Carlsbad. And then they're going to be building a new sound wall near Tamarack Avenue. So you'll see a lot of crews just consistently working in that area. And this is a project for local drivers, if they're familiar with that area, that includes a lot of that orange striping along I-5. If you've seen it, like if you've been commuting to like North County or LA or anything like that, you'll see some of these orange stripes on the I-5. And it's basically to alert drivers of the work zone, because that construction is ongoing all the time. And they launched this pilot program so people are driving safely in those areas and just making sure to go the speed limit and all of that, because you are in a construction zone for a very long period of time. But yeah, so that's this phase that's happening right now. Phase two will include more improvements of this kind, and that should wrap up by 2030. And then there's a phase three of this project, because remember, it's part of this 40-year thing. So phase three will run from 2031 to 2040. So by 2040, we'll be like smooth cruising on the I-5 and doing all that in North County.
It might not be as exciting as getting the refurbished Seaport Village or some of these other fun things, but look, I'm no city engineer, but I grew up north of San Francisco in the wine country. And when I was a kid, it quickly became a bigger and bigger thing for people to move out to those areas. And they grew super fast. And when you grow too fast, there's no catching up.
Yeah.
I go home now and it's just still a mess trying to get around. Yeah. Beautiful areas. I have a lot of happy friends that still live there, but it's never going to catch up because it grew too fast. The fact that we're laying the seeds now to continue to make traffic flow a little bit better and let people ride their bikes a little bit more and pedestrians can walk a little bit more, it's going to be super important for the quality of life in the next 10 or 20 years. It's a bigger deal, even if it doesn't sound quite as much like a fun deal.
Yeah, it's the infrastructure so important to support the city. I couldn't agree more on that. I mean, got to do those to be able to have all the other fun stuff, right?
Yeah, and also, absolutely.
One of my favorite spots is that lagoon that you mentioned, and it is unbelievable the big difference that it has made. I walk there now all the time, and there always were birds, lots of birds. Now it is just this like wildlife hotspot. We were walking across one of the bridges a couple weeks ago, and there were fish jumping out of the water. I mean, there were rays swimming under the bridges. I've never seen anything like it, and I felt like I was transported out of San Diego for an hour. It's such a beautiful experience. If you haven't been to walk around, the work that they've done has totally paid off. It's really cool.
It's awesome to hear.
Yeah, and another area where the city is really growing, and I think we've heard a good amount of news around that over the past couple of years, is the Convoy District. If you look at more recent developments, the city is working to add housing and really establish a great sense of identity in that community that, you know, already has such a wonderful cultural presence in our city. Mm-hmm. This year, the city broke ground on a 531 unit housing complex that is at the former site of Dixie Line Lumber. That is one aspect of really developing that space. So it's a community where people can work and play and eat, because there are so many great restaurants there.
Yeah.
And there are talks of other even larger housing complexes being built in that area, but those are forthcoming. But one thing that I'm really excited for is the Convoy District is going to get its own community sign that is about 30 feet tall. It's a vertical sign. It's going to be a really colorful way to welcome people to that district.
Yeah. I don't know why, but most of the radio and TV and media companies in town are in that kind of Kearny Mesa area.
Yeah.
So Sarah and I spent most of our previous careers, you know, working around there and going to Convoy for lunch. I love Convoy. But I don't know anyone who's ever lived there. And what a great central place to start making more residential, right? It's got all the advantages of Mission Valley. It's right by all the freeways. It's the center of the county. You could live there and work almost anywhere. I love that they're starting to make it more residential.
Yeah, I think they saw the opportunity, just like you mentioned, because there is space and so much ability to access different parts of the city. I worry if I lived there that I would just spend all my time eating.
Oh, I'd be so fat.
I was going to say, dangerous to be walking distance to be.
Yeah.
I'll just be pacing.
And it's hard to get fat off sushi, but yeah, I'd find a way.
It's easy to get fat off of Korean fried chicken, which
true.
I feel like there's a lot of that.
Yeah, true.
Delicious.
Best
so
ramen.
Much good everything,
oh my
for
God.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So the last one I have for you guys, we'll talk about another neighborhood that's, you know, a hot spot. This is the Midway District. And this last development is called Midway Rising. And if you watch local news in the last year or so, you have definitely heard about this one. I would venture to say this is probably the most high profile one we have at the moment in San Diego County. So this is a development that aims to transform the Midway District around Pechanga Arena, or, you know, sports arena, as us locals like to call it all the time still. The groundbreaking is expected in 2025 for this one. It's still very much in, like, the envisioning phase, but they're moving forward here, you know, getting contractors and developers to sign on and all of that. And then this redevelopment project, the center of this project is going to be a brand new 16,000 seat arena for sports, concerts, and entertainment. And is supposedly going to replace Pechanga. So that's been, you know, the talk of the town in that area. And then the other second most important, well, not second most important, but the other big branch of this project are the housing units that are supposed to be coming into this area. So the proposal is calling for 4,250 housing units to be built in this area. And 2,000 of those will have to be affordable housing. That's part of the plan. Mm-hmm. And then they also want to add a 9.4-acre public plaza to this area, a hotel, new retail places, and maybe restaurants and those types of things to create this kind of entertainment hub. And then, of course, you know, this area is already pretty congested. Like, you drive down in that Midway District area, and, I mean, it's tough. So with all of this being added, part of the proposal is also to add 2,775 parking spaces for visitors in that area. So, I'm sure housing will have its own parking components. And then, you know, for people wanting to trek down and check this out, you know, we need parking for sure.
Yeah, it feels like it's the last in, like, the gas lamp district has completely changed over the last decade or so. East Village has, the Point Loma certainly has. And then you've got the sports arena area that's just, and it's in a time warp. It seems well overdue to catch up with the rest of that area. And here's to a new arena, because I, you know what? I don't like driving all the way to the border to see a show every time. I mean, we all love, you know, Sleep Train Amphitheater, whatever it's called now, but
Sleep Train.
But, yeah, give us some other options. Like,
two decades, Sleep Train.
That's five sponsors ago? I don't know.
Whatever it's called. Yeah, whatever it's called. This is the one where it was had the most impact on me visually. When I looked at the renderings of what this area is potentially going to look like, I thought to myself, like, it looks like downtown Disney to me. It's so grand and so different than what it looks like now. I couldn't even envision, like, where are they dropping this? Like, I couldn't even imagine where it was going to be geographically, but it looks insane. It looks almost futuristic.
Yeah. I think you're not the only one, Sarah, to be, you know, taken aback by those renderings. That's why this one's so buzzy. You know, everybody's got an opinion on this one. It's definitely a central area that's going to impact everything around there, you know, so accessible from the freeway. And visually, I mean, a new arena, you'll be able to see it off the freeway there. So that'll be interesting to see how that all shakes up. But definitely keep an eye on this one, because it's actively being, you know, new things are coming in all the time on this. It's definitely a big one that we'll be able to see pretty soon here.
Cool. All right, Michael, put a bow on it. Give us one last one.
Sure. So this one I'm going to talk about briefly, because there is a little bit of an asterisk next to it, but this is actually the one development that sparked the conversation idea, because it was, when I first heard about it, it was going to change the city's skyline. And this would be the East Village Corner Project, which would take place at Tailgate Park. And the reason that, or the site where Tailgate Park currently is, and the reason that there is an asterisk next to this one, is because the transfer of Tailgate Park to the developers is currently being stalled. So the project, while all of the city council documents I have read seem to still align with it happening, it does seem to be delayed. But if it does happen, it would add 1,800 residential units for housing, including 270 units for low and middle income San Diegans. And it would add plenty of space for retail and office developments, as well as an outdoor, a 1.3 acre outdoor park that could be used by the community, and add more green space for the East Village area. And it would also add 1,200 parking spaces, because, you know, if you get rid of Tailgate Park, people are going to worry about where do you park when you see the Padres play.
Thank goodness for people like you, Michael, who have the patience to read city council documents. I mean, I just and whittle them down for us into tangible little bites.
I actually, you know, I wanted to make sure that there were still at least signs that this was happening. And in September, this seems like a really trivial update, but they voted on whether or not this development would need to include public bathrooms, which to me is a sign that they are still talking about this development, despite the fact that there were some delays in the sale of Tailgate Park.
You're saying there's a chance.
You know, that is my information. That's what I read in the city council agenda. But, you know, I hesitate to say this is definitely going to happen, even though I would love to see it happen.
By the way, the answer is always yes when it comes to public bathrooms, especially downtown. We're voting no on that. Yes, rubber stamp all the bathrooms.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, thank you not only for enlightening our listeners and getting us excited about the future. Like I said, we're a few years into doing this podcast. We've never looked forward in quite this way. So we appreciate you joining us to do that. And we appreciate you keeping San Diego in the loop. We talked a little bit before we started recording this podcast about just local media and how so much of it's being outsourced. And, you know, whether it's newspaper, TVs, radio, it's becoming very corporate. There's just not a lot of great local information. I'm glad people like you are helping to create it and to keep people in the loop. Because I know San Diegans love San Diego, and they're grateful for people like you who keep them in the loop. So thanks so much.
Well, I just add, like, if I can, AJ, that Michael and I are also just such proud San Diegans. Like, you and Sarah, like, we just love our city, and we love championing, like, all the positive stories of our city. I mean, you can get bad news everywhere, right? But, like, you can't get the positive stories everywhere. And that's what we really aim to do every single day. Just, like, educate, activate, engage. And we just want you to know what's going on in your city in the most positive of ways, you know? So that if you don't like something, go to a city council meeting and voice your concerns, you know? Or take the survey and put your 2 cents in. I mean, there's so many ways to get involved with your community in these kinds of things, developments looking forward and events and all these things. So we are so, so happy to be here for our readers. And we're a daily newsletter, as Michael probably told you, Monday through Friday, free, goes straight to your inbox, 6 a.m. sharp. So we're there every day. It's a 5-minute read. And hopefully you walk away just, like, happy to start your day and grateful for living in the city and, you know, informed about the important fun things that make this a good place to live.
And who doesn't love having something to look forward to in their inbox in the morning? It's usually immediate stressors, you know, get back to me on this. Why haven't I heard? You're like, okay, let me read my little newsletter real quick and see what's going on. It's called SD Today. Don't go to sdtoday.com. That's too, you need to go to sdtoday.6amcity.com. That's sdtoday.6amcity.com. Once you're signed up, it'll just be there waiting for you every day, or just work it into your time online as well, because there's lots of great stuff on there anytime, any day. So you guys do a great job. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks so much, you guys.
And if you don't mind me just adding one more thing, you mentioned we're friends on Instagram. We have plenty of room for more friends. If you want to find us, it is the SD Today on Instagram. And we are always posting new things around the city and just fun facts that you might not know.
It's such a good follow.
Follow them there as well. And we thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, that's not only another hopefully fun, informative episode, but, you know, we've turned you on to something new. You can check out that newsletter every day. I know I do. And I promise you, you'll like it if you go sign up as well.
So good. I'm going to start putting some money aside to get myself a little apartment on Convoy. I'm going to be so full.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. So full and so happy.
I'll be over there. All the time, sleeping on your couch, so full.
Perfect.
Of Asian food.
So good.
We'll see you then. All right, we'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye.